Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The sunny weather, the sunshine, the heat. What are you doing to enjoy it? Have you plans for the weekend? We would love to hear them. Do share them with us. WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. We're going to chat to some people, hopefully living in some of the various hottest parts of the EU. Temperatures there likely to push summer in the region of around 40 degrees over the next couple of days. I mean, it is just pretty incredible when you see what's happening in parts of Italy and Greece and France and Spain. But I think we've got Rose Martin with me on the line today, because Rose, you are the owner of Rose's Irish Bar in, where in Spain are you based?
So I'm in a place called Torrevieja, which is just south of Alicante. It's about 40 kilometres from Alicante.
How hot is it with you this afternoon?
Andrea, it's really hot. You get into the car and the steering wheel is, it's very hard to even get into the car. It's about, in the car, it's about 35 degrees registering. And it's really, to be honest with you, it's really more the humidity. Anything over 60% humidity is high. And we're, I think today is about 65. So that's really the problem. To work in that heat and with the humidity is, it's tough. It's tough going.
Is this, you know, is it, I presume it's typical, is it, Rose, or is it higher than usual for this particular period in July?
Well, it's higher than usual, yeah. Now, I've only been here 3 years, Andrea, so but every summer is getting hotter and hotter, and you become more acclimatised, well, should do. But even what I take great comfort in is that even the locals are suffering. I know that sounds awful, but what I mean is...
I know what you mean,
what I
mean,
I know. It's not just the white Irish person here, you know, it's the local Spanish neighbours who are really struggling in the heat. So then I feel, it's not just me. But, you know, there's measures you can take. I have a dog as well. So I have to be, the whole way I even look after the dog has changed, even having to drive them to the park literally during the day because the streets are too hot to walk on. And you have to get the cooling mats, which I know you do in Ireland. I had them in Ireland, but you have like water sprinklers for the animals as well. You know, it's a different sort of life, you know, in this kind of heat out here. It's not the dream that a place in the sun tells you about, you know, that they admit all that.
What did you say the temperature gauge is reading at the moment?
Well, at the moment in the car now, it's 35. So, it might be, say, today, I think, is about 31 at the moment here, but it feels like 35, you know what I mean? It's the humidity. That's the one that really gets you, because it's really what makes everybody perspire, you know? And even when you're sitting in the shade, you're not getting any comfort from that. You know what I mean? It's still really quite torturous.
The part you're in, I have to be honest, I'm not overly familiar with it, Rose. Is it a tourist hotspot, or is it just mainly more local villages?
Yeah, good question. No, it's a lot of residential. So there's a lot of people that bought villas sort of back in the 90s and sort of retired here. So it's not like your Benidorm where you get all the sort of the, you know, your Brits abroad and all that kind of thing, which is fine. And that's an Irish and dead. But it's a bit different here. You know, it's a lot of retirees that live here. And yes, you get your holidaymakers, but nothing like there. But nothing like the hotspots like Benidorm. But, you know, it is hard for the elderly, definitely, in this area. I mean, we're not in the frying pan of Spain, which is sort of, you know, your Valencia type, where you're getting up into your 42 degrees. But last summer, we did get up about between 42 and 45 here, just over for about a week last summer. So, you know, but we're right on the coast. So you do get a little bit of a breeze, but it's not much. It's not much reprieve, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, like the temperatures here in Dublin today, unbelievable. I mean, currently 23 degrees I'm looking at, and that's likely obviously to increase. We're hearing from Med Erin, but it is remarkable when you see some of the temperatures pushing the very high 30s in parts of Europe. John is with us on the line, Rose, too. John, whereabouts are you chatting to us from this afternoon?
I'm in Cuyera, 45 kilometres south of Valencia. Hi, Andrea.
How are you? And how hot is it this afternoon?
I'm just out of my car, 41 degrees in the sun, the temperature was.
Yeah, 41. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, in the sun. When the heat wave was here last week, it was 42. Last summer, reached 50 degrees in my car one day. That's the highest ever.
Are you a sunshine lover, or how does that sit with you?
I came to Spain because of the sun, and now I avoid the sun, basically,
right.
Because my dermatologist, you know, he used to treat me like an alcoholic, shouting at me, if you continue going to the beach, you won't be here in 10 years, he told me.
Yeah.
And eventually it hit me, and I avoid the beach totally, I avoid the sun.
Yeah. So what do, you know, the locals and yourself and Rose, what do you do, John, to make this as comfortable as possible?
You stay indoors. And you try and avoid being outside as much as you can. You go shopping at 9 o'clock when the supermarket's open. That's what you do.
Yeah, stay indoors as much as you can and do whatever you need to do as early as you can.
Uh-huh, or as late as you can.
Yeah. And for people that are over there at the moment on holidays from Ireland, I mean, I'm sure you probably meet them out and about at some point. Are people embracing this or trying to stay clear of it?
They actually enjoy it.
The novelty of it.
The people who come here on holidays enjoy this weather. However, the expats, which I am, don't enjoy it.
Yeah. How long are you there?
On the 15th of August, I will be here exactly 27 years.
Oh, God, right. So you're a local at this stage.
Yes.
Yeah. Decky Dillon is on the line. You're in Lanzarote, Decky.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, good.
How's the weather in Lanzarote this afternoon?
Nice. It's probably creeping towards the 30s, but it's nice and breezy. The difference between Lanzarote and any mainland Spain is we don't have high-rise buildings, so we always have nine days out of 10, we have a good fresh breeze, you know, so it makes it more tolerable.
And even when the temperatures do push, as John talked about, you know, 40 and 45 degrees, even at some periods, the breeze obviously makes it, that little bit, I suppose, more bearable.
It does, but when it gets above the 40s and that, it's like having a hairdryer blown on your face.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And how long are you there, Decky, at this stage?
Going into 16 years.
Yeah, you're in the bar business.
I am, yeah.
And
maybe this is where your aircon gets tested.
I suppose it's the one thing you're probably really investing in, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a big unit inside in my bar, which was quite expensive, but it's paid for itself because in the evenings at like 4 or 5 o'clock when my terrace would normally be full, you end up with more people sitting inside because you switch on the aircon and like it's not overly expensive to run. People think it is, but it's not. If you buy new units, you know, they are that bit more expensive, but they do run off less electric. But it pays for itself because you've got 20 or 30 people sitting inside because it's on, you know.
Have you noticed any decline at all, Decky, in tourist numbers, you know, due to the weather, due to the heat?
No, the tourist numbers drop mainly because of the price of flights and things like that.
So that's the only real deterrent that you notice?
Yeah, in the summertime, that's what I find in the area I'm in Lanzarote is Matagorda, close to the airport. It's more of a family and older couples, it wouldn't really be, it's not like the lively, you know, main strip area, you know. And we give a huge amount of repeat business, which comes back mainly September to June. And then the older crowd go back in the summer because they've grandkids and stuff like that. And they might come back with the families in the summer, but most of the complaining, the Irish will always complain about the heat, no matter what. They'll always say it's either too hot or it's too cold or whatever. But the main decline I see is the price of flights and accommodation is expensive.
Yeah. You're in the bar business as well, Rose.
Yes, I am. We have quite a lot of, like, we have tourists now. We have quite a lot of influx of tourists there. Coming, they've all sort of arrived. The school holidays have started there, so we had a lot of English tourists as well. A lot of families, not sort of tourists, but a lot of families. And it makes me smile a bit because they're all dying to go to the beach, and then they come back, and it's looked like they've been in the wars, you know. So you know, and you must. I always say you need to check the UV levels before.
Oh, definitely,
because they just check the temperatures, but they're not actually checking the danger of going, you know, at this time of year. Like, it's no joke, you know, skin cancer is everywhere. You know, people have to be super careful.
Yeah.
And I mean, I always go out, even though I'm indoors like 16 hours a day, I still have factor 50 on my face and arms and legs because you just, you've just got to be careful. You've got to be wise. If you live out in these temperatures, you've got to be clever about it.
Well, that's the thing. And John, you made that point as well. You know, like it's, you wanted, I suppose, the weather conditions initially was the reason you moved over 20 odd years ago to Spain. But it's not to make light, I suppose, of what's happening either at the moment, you know, in terms of climate change and all that goes with that.
Morning, going to work in Dublin, putting my hands on the steering wheel and my fingers were frozen. And I came basically because of that. And now when I put my hands on the steering wheel, my hands are burnt.
Yeah, it's the other way, isn't it? I know, and it's a lot of people too getting in touch actually about that. Like it is pretty remarkable to see the increased temperature changes across Europe and what that has come from, you know, and changes of course too with climate change. Listeners, as I went to Spain last year, it's the last time that I'm going to go during the summer period. But you haven't noticed that the weather is a deterrent rose for tourists.
No, I haven't, but you know, so people that sort of bought villas out here, you know, they say Irish people, the English, they here when it's July and August, they go back to their house in Ireland or England. But no, I haven't noticed it. I can't remember the name of the gentleman you're speaking to there, but it's the price of flights. Like if they've gone up, you know, that you could get a return flight to Dublin, maybe €45, whatever it is. But and for two people, if I want to pop home, it costs me €1,000. You know, and that is a deterrent for putting people off on a certain airline that comes out here. But definitely, I haven't seen, my bar is doing very well, but I'm not a huge bar, but I have, there's been a lot of tourists now this week and coming, just flittering in and flittering out. But I'm always giving out to them to make sure you put your sun cream on, you know, or if they're sitting out having a drink, making sure that they have the sun cream on. Because, you know, the air cons are going 24/7 and especially even the house, well, the air cons are on, even all at night. But they wouldn't survive without the aircon here, I think, you know.
John Rose, also Decky Dillon there in Lanzarote, Rose Martin, in the owner of Rose Martin's Bar too. And John, thanks a million for joining us today from, well, various different parts of Spain. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Another John has got in touch to say a lot of people tend to go to the sun. Why would they be complaining? They also have a lot of cheap food and drink too, says John. Another texter making the point, I think it's important, you know, when you see the increased temperature across the EU as part of a worsening trend due to climate change. It isn't just a heat wave. The increased temperature is made more frequent and serious by climate change as well. This is science. It threatens our health, society and food production. Another listener too making the point, when will people cop on that rapid climate change is happening? Vincent has gotten in contact. Do your guests think the Irish and English will start selling up, return perhaps to the Irish and UK shores? Well, who knows? Email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.